Appointed one of its fiercest critics as its spokesperson, and the U.S. Senate has adopted ground rules for President Donald Trump's impeachment trial.
Huge FM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
For the news at 1 o'clock, I am Sandile Ntuli. Good afternoon. Seasoned financial journalist Sikhonathi Mantshantsha has been appointed spokesperson for struggling national power utility Eskom. His appointment is a firm step to strengthen efforts to improve Eskom's image and in order to be more direct and proactive when engaging with the media, says Eskom CEO Andre de Ruyter. Mantshantsha, a fierce critic of Eskom in recent years, has worked at a number of financial institutions, including Business Day and the Daily Maverick. The power utility has been without a permanent spokesperson since the resignation of Khulu Phasiwe in April last year. Mantshantsha will start the job on the 1st of February. In other news, a grade 8 pupil has today recorded in graphic detail how he and other Parktown Boys' High School pupils watched Enoch Mbeyanzi struggle in the water and how they all screamed for help, but there was no adult nearby to hear them. The parents of the witness approached the Eusebius MacArthur show on Radio 702, wanting to share their child's insight into the tragedy that has left South Africans demanding answers. Mbeyanzi's body was found in the Crocodile River last week after a water activity at the Nyati Bush and River Break Lodge as part of the school's orientation camp.
Identified as Point B, we fitted a black rubber donut-like swimming tube under the stretcher. Again, no safety vests were provided to us. The river tides were strong. In less than 2 minutes in the water, the stretcher capsized. It came loose and we all scrapped for things to hang on to. Some of us held onto the rubber tube as it had become loose. Some of us used one arm to hang onto the rubber tube and the other to paddle. At that moment, I felt like I was going to die. Enoch did not manage to get onto the rubber tube. I saw him struggling. He seemed stuck in one place, trying to keep his head above water.
In other news, UJ Chair of Council and the CEO of Seriti Resources, Mike Teke, has recently published an opinion piece urged on by the supposed failure of Fort Hare University. Teke writes that there can never be any excuse for allowing universities to fail, no matter what the challenges are, and that council members have a moral obligation to ensure that universities thrive and prosper. Finally, let's go to the United States, where the U.S. Senate has adopted ground rules for President Donald Trump's impeachment trial after nearly 13 hours of rancorous debate on the first day. Democrats